Count Funkula, Count Funkula. Yeah, that was Lonnie Green. Lonnie was part-time slides working band when he was in Detroit, when he wasn't cutting his own funk with Donnie Sterling. But best thing I can remember about them dudes getting their funk together, every time there was a session, we had to go to jail and get somebody out of jail. And some of them still around the studio with us now, still getting down. Okay, we put it in the archives a long time ago. We know it was going to be good to you later. Yeah, let me suck your neck. Lonnie Green, Count Funkula.
I can feel the ice melting in my heart.
Yeah. There we go again with Dunbar. With the brides this time. Ron had a good rapport with the girls, both Parlette and brides. And he got those love songs out of them real good. And it's nice to hear the band being able to become studio musicians. Kiss the Cat. That song was written by Ben Edwards, a friend of mine, and Gary Shady's out of Plainfield, who we sang along with Fuzzy back in, far back as 1960. He was also in U.S. with Gary and them. But that was the brides of myself on the cue mic. And we felt like that was a good vibe going on. I think you could probably find the same song on the U.S. album if it ever came out on Westbound. But this is Funky. It's Billy Bass on the bass, Tiki on drums, and of course Gary. And that one, that's an old track. Along the Brides of Funkenstein and Dr. Funkenstein. Yeah, Eyes of a Dreamer, Jessica Cleaves. Some groovy Brazilian kind of beats going on in there. That's composed by Jessica herself. Arranged by Wade Marcus. Frank Colone is on the percussion. She can master all those way out times, so she can play around with you know, the broadest of tunes. You know, she have a wide scope. Too Tight for Light was to be one of those funkadelic cuts after Knee Deep, and so here it is, way after Knee Deep. That's funkadelic there, y'all, along with Junie. Bernie, that's who I love. That's Bernie Worrell. That boy got more music and more sound than all the instruments in the world put together. Singing, playing, melodica, keyboards. Who do you love? Mr. BW. Clone Ranger. This is the first attempt, along with Michelle, Tracy, his brother Daryl, Patty Curry, Andre Fox. This was a sick bunch of young men here. And you can tell by this cut here, Clone Ranger. This is his first, yeah, this is his first session here. Yeah, just check this out for yourself. You'll get a lot more from him. Trey Lude, is he called now? Every Little Bit Hurt. I was actually showing Miss Diane Brooks, one of the finest singers I know. She was from my hometown back in Jersey in the 50s. And we got together on this tune. There's a version of myself and Diane Brooks doing it. Every Little Bit Hurt, that's a Barry Gordy, Brenda Holloway's tune. Here's Funkadelic's rendition of it. George Clinton, Diane Brooks, however, and Funkadelic. That's called I Found You. He was working on the new album after Wind Jam, and these are some of the tunes that he was working on. But I like these early ones because he was serious about this. Yeah, Flatman and Bobbin. Flatman and Bobbin. That's Parliament, y'all. Yeah, well, we was really saving that one there. Don't ask me where the title came from. This is definitely go for your funk material right here. And I've been waiting a long time for Flatman and Bobbin. Yeah, that's either Fred Wesley, Maceo, and all the rest of the P-Funkers in that. You know, just one of those funky grooves. I know they probably sampled the hell out of this, so we left it real clean, lots of horns and everything. This is the last of the family series, man. We got to do this again. This can't be the end. I mean, we got lots more of this stuff. Let's go again. Have a happy. Yo, I promise the funk, promise to keep his promise, you'll keep the funk. As it is, so shall it be. Maximum isness. All is on the one.